News Talk ZB, it is now 6:14, and Brian Gaynor from Milford Asset Management is back with us. G'day, Brian, and thank you.
Hiya, Larry.
So, some interesting results. Let's start with Fisher & Paykel result for the 6 months to 30 September. What did you see in this? Net profit was up, 4%?
Yeah, it was up 4%, but the share price was down sharply, 4.5%, so people might wonder why. Well, its core business, there were some disappointing figures below expectations, particularly in relation to the sleep apnea, the masks. The sales were disappointing, and, you know, they've had the same mask for about 4 years. So I think the market is looking for new innovations in that area. There was two positive sides to the result. The litigation, our legal costs on the patent disputes were lower than expected, and the currency was positive. So overall, because of the core business was not as good as expected, the share price took a big drop today.
Right, so the currency would certainly be going in their favour. What about areas of concern as far as Fisher & Paykel Healthcare is concerned? What do you see there?
Yeah, well, it's their core business, Larry, and of course there has been a huge increase in the share price. So the expectations among investors was that this result would be very good. There's also been a lot of overseas investors have invested in the stock because it's going to move into the MSCI Standard Index, which is the major international MSCI index. So there's been some position taking as a result of that. So maybe as a result of the poor announcement, well, not the disappointing announcement today regarding its core business, you are getting some selling pressure from some overseas investors.
And the A2 Milk annual meeting, share price up 5.4% today. What's happening there?
Well, I mean, that was once again almost every year at their annual meeting, which is held in Australia these days, the last 2 years. They announced revenue for the first 4 months of the year was up 69%, and net profit after tax for 4 months of $52.3 million, up 138%. Certainly, the company has been one of the stars of recent years. Share price was up 5.4% today. But I think one of the things that excited investors today was they announced good developments regarding the sale of fresh milk in the United States and the UK. We know that they're doing very well with fresh milk in Australia. We know that the infant formula has been doing well in China. But the announcement of progress, I think, with fresh milk in the UK and the US probably was one of the main contributors to the strong share price rise today.
Okay. And, Brian, what about Kathmandu first quarter trading update today?
Well, they had a first quarter trading update, and they had their annual meeting in Melbourne on Friday. I guess the figures were a little bit disappointing, Larry. Australian sales, same-store sales, were up 2.9%, but New Zealand was down 10.3%. Compensating for that, they announced the higher gross margins. But the key to all retailers is the Christmas period. So, you know, we can look at these figures. They refer to the period prior to Christmas. But what happens over the next four weeks makes or breaks retailers. So we can't tell much from this result. They may give us some indication on Friday at the annual meeting how the last week has gone and how they view the Christmas trading. But the be-all and end-all for retailers like Kathmandu is the 3 or 4 weeks before Christmas is what makes their year or doesn't make it.
And, Brian, while I've got you, can you talk a little bit about Xero? Because everything I've seen written since that announcement to decamp and go to the ASX is that there's no logic in all of this. What do you see?
Yeah, it's certainly been a major, major disappointment for the industry in New Zealand, not only because Xero going, but also the fact that it may signal to some other companies that if Xero is going, maybe we should be going as well. The company really hasn't explained it very well. I mean, most of us in the industry believe that they have been convinced very strongly by an investment bank in Australia, by the ASX, because the ASX is very aggressive in trying to get new listings in Australia, and they've been convinced of the merits of going to the Australian market. Most of us in this part in New Zealand can't understand it. We're very disappointed with it. You know, there have been submissions made to the company NDNZX to try to reverse it. But it is a difficult one to understand, and it is something that is not good for us here in New Zealand. You know, with the amount of money coming into KiwiSaver, we prefer to invest more in New Zealand companies. Admittedly, it still will be a New Zealand company, albeit listed in Australia. But we think in the long run, once they take the first step across the Tasman, it's inevitable. Well, it's almost inevitable that they will move the head office at some stage in the future as well.
Okay, and they're saying that there's more liquidity and they'll get greater support from overseas investments and so on and so forth. But their share price is up about 80% this year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's done very well, and they've raised a huge amount of capital while being mainly listed in New Zealand. So it isn't not only the share price, Larry, it's the huge amount of the capital that they've raised from shareholders, both domestic shareholders, but mainly offshore through the NZX. So, you know, given that fact, it is hard to believe. It's not as if being listed in New Zealand has been a disadvantage to them. It certainly has been an advantage to them. And there's some who will argue that because they're a scarce entity, of course, we don't have a lot of growth companies, the share price has done actually very well by being listed here. And maybe in Australia, because there's so many more growth companies to compete with, that investors may not see them quite in the same light as we do here. But look, time will tell on these things. Larry, the company's taken a very strong stance on this, and they're immovable, and that's it as far as we're concerned, I guess.
All right, Brian, thank you so much. Good to talk to you. That is Brian Gaynor from Milford Asset Management. News Talk ZB. It's now 6:20.